I mean, I think we've focused on the biggest takeaways from these, which is that prebiotics aren't just for the gut, they're for the brain as well. And based on the question you've asked me, I think we've kind of covered the important pieces. I mean, there's parts of the study that didn't pan out as much, like the volatile fatty acids, and we can't speak to exactly why we see this benefit. But I think the big part of it is simply that we do see it, and now we have a better idea of where to go.
And I mean, it's important to point out that this was a study done on pigs, and we don't know for sure if this will translate to humans. Is that fair? Is that accurate?
Yes, I think that's fair. And in our lab, we specialize in using pigs because, I mean, I don't know if you've done press releases on this before, but it's very often you might see some type of product or treatment that seems to, pan out very well in rodents, but then when it works on humans, we don't see the same results. And so we wanted to move to an animal that's much more